I will see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That's FreeTalkLive.com. Still to come, we got to talk about the latest from Great Britain. And Great Britain, not so great when it comes to health care. They've got this universal health care garbage going on over there, and
right.
We've certainly trashed on universal health care enough and told you how awful it is, but now we're going to give you a glimpse into the future of universal health care, what inevitably will happen if it is implemented over here, because, well, these things are happening over there. We'll tell you about that in moments. Let's go, in the meantime, unscreened to the amplifier line. Who's this?
Hi, this is Matt from Illinois.
Matt, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Last night you were talking about a story where the military lost some nuclear bombs.
Yeah, they apparently misplaced them onto some sort of a cargo plane, or no, it was actually a bomber. They actually had them, I think, loaded up, but they didn't actually fire them on us, so that's kind of nice.
Yeah, well, I was wondering, it just occurs to me, why would we even find out about that?
Why would we?
Why would the general public even find out about it? If I'm a military guy...
Yeah, you want to brush that under the rug.
I find out about that. Yeah, I want to keep that quiet.
Well, it was my understanding that some Air Force people came out and said so. And there's so many people in the military that it seems like you couldn't hide everything.
Maybe that's the guy they fired. I mean, I didn't read all the details on the story, but I know they fired one bureaucrat. Maybe they fired the guy that actually came out about it. I don't know. But you're right. That's a great point.
Yeah, that could be. I don't know. And like I said, I don't know either. That thought occurred to me.
Well, you know what? Here's the corollary to that, and that is that, well, if this has happened once and we found out about it through whatever the channels were, then the other question remains that, well, how many other times has similarly dangerous situations occurred that were successfully swept under the rug?
Yeah, that's something I didn't think about.
Yeah, kind of frightening. Matt, any other thoughts?
No.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Speaking of nukes, I actually have a story about that as well. But let's talk about the health service thing, because I don't want to get away from this and not cover it tonight. According to thisislondon.co.uk, failing to follow a healthy lifestyle could lead to free NHS treatment. It's free, Mark. It's free. This universal health care doesn't cost us anything. Oh, wait. Yes, it does. You pay through taxes for the universal health care. So if anybody ever tells you that the health care is free, they're lying to you. Either that or they don't understand it. Anyway, they claim that it could lead to your free NHS, National Health Service, treatment being denied under the Tory plans.
You think health care is expensive now? Just wait until the government pays for it.
Oh, yeah. Patients would be handed NHS Health Miles cards, allowing them to earn reward points for losing weight, giving up smoking, receiving immunizations, or attending regular health screenings. Like a supermarket loyalty card, the points could be redeemed as discounts on gym membership and fresh fruit and vegetables, or even give priority for other public services such as jumping the queue for council housing. But heavy smokers, the obese and binge drinkers who were a drain on the NHS, could be denied some routine treatments such as hip replacements until they clean up their act. Those who abused the system by calling an ambulance when a trip to the GP would have been sufficient, or telephoning out of hours with needless queries, could also be penalized. The report calls for greater emphasis on a citizen's responsibility to be healthy, and says no one should expect taxpayers to fund their unhealthy lifestyles. Now, that last phrase is pretty accurate. No one should expect taxpayers to fund unhealthy lifestyles, but they also shouldn't expect taxpayers to fund healthy lifestyles either.
Now, they talk about penalizing people who, have false calls, call an ambulance for, no good reason, that kind of thing.
The snipples.
It's probably been, I've got a story. It's probably been about 3 months, but I had some pain. It was in my left arm. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't understand why was I having a pain that was running down my left arm. It was in the middle of the night, probably 1 o'clock in the morning, and I decided, you know what? I'm just scared enough about this, I'm going to go to the hospital.
Could be a heart attack.
It could be. I had my wife drive me in the car rather than calling an ambulance, simply because I know that I'm middle class, and they're going to make me pay.
Mm.
Whereas, a lower class person wouldn't have to pay. But I could have called the ambulance. That could have happened.
Right.
Now, it turned out it was some joint pain from, you know, some exercise or something like that. I'd hurt myself playing racquetball. And, you know, it was nothing. But I essentially wasted these people's time on nothing. Now, would I have been penalized because I made a mistake and thought that I had a pain running down my arm?
They might give you a freebie, but then they'll get you if you do it again.
Well, who knows that they would give me a freebie?
Yeah, we don't know.
It's
arbitrary.
I could have been penalized for doing the right thing. I had a pain running down my left arm. Seemed like a good idea to go to the hospital.
Yet while the Health Miles card would award points for giving up smoking and losing weight, it would penalize those who are already fit and well because they would receive no benefits under the scheme. See,
right, because you can't get any better.
Right.
They only give points for most improved. They don't give points for first in class.
What a mess. Also, the NHS already demands that obese patients lose weight before receiving hip replacements, and any moves to impose compulsory cards on patients would provoke a backlash from civil liberties groups. The Dorrell report also calls for a consultation on raising the smoking age to 18 and for shops to be stripped of their licenses if they sell tobacco and alcohol to minors. It proposes a fully trained nurse be available to every school to offer advice for sexual health, blah, blah, blah. So the important point about this is that here in the United States, here in America, the presidential campaigns, especially on the Democrat side, are really heavily promoting this universal health care concept.
Right.
There was a story recently about one of the Democrat candidates, I think Edwards. He was talking about how free health care for all Americans. Everyone deserves free health care. And that's how they're selling this, right? They're selling this socialized, 100% socialized health care system. Now, we already have a 50% socialized system, and it's already bad enough. It's going to be worse if you put the government in 100% control of health care. And we could go down the laundry list of reasons why. But
it's easy. The easy reason is they have it in Canada, and Canadians come here for operations so that they don't die.
Or you can wait and wait
and die
and wait and then get the crappiest hip replacement you could possibly get because they have no interest in providing you with quality. And they have no interest in providing you with good services either. Let's not talk about how bad universal health care is. You probably, if you've listened to the show before, you know how bad it is. But what I find interesting here is that in America, the politicians are selling it with this, free health care from cradle to grave, as John Edwards put it recently. That's how the government's going to take care of you. But when you look at reality, and not the politicians' promises, when you look at reality, you find out that people die while they're waiting or come to America and actually get the treatments done.
We have socialized health care in America. We call it the VA.
Yeah.
And there have been all kinds of stories about, the terrible treatment that's going on to these people in
the
VA hospital.
Talk to any veteran. They think that the doctors are trying to kill them in many cases, and they probably are.
Why wouldn't they be?
Right, because their caseload would lessen, and they'd still get their salary. So anyway, they're selling it as, it's going to be free, cradle to grave, we'll take care of you. But look in reality. Look across the pond to the United Kingdom, where now they're saying, this free healthcare stuff sure is costing a lot of money, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it because it's free and all. A lot of people are taking advantage, and we just can't have this anymore. Look, if you're not going to eat organic vegetables and do the amount of jumping jacks we assign you every single day, and who knows what other requirements are going to come down the line, how much more restrictive this is going to get.
It's just started.
If you won't jump through our hoops and live the lifestyle that we in government think you should live, then, we're not going to give you any free health care anymore. So, too bad.
And we've been told many different stories over the years as to what's good for you and what's bad for you. At one point, it was bad to go in the sun, it'll give you cancer. Now it's good to go in the sun because it'll give you vitamin D. At one point, it was bad to eat eggs because they're high in cholesterol. Now it's good to eat eggs because they're high in protein.
Right.
The story changes all the time. Are there requirements going to change? You remember the Atkins diet was really big a couple of years ago. That's completely contrary to the food pyramid that we've been taught most of our lives.
Oh, and don't think for a moment that if they all of a sudden stop servicing certain percentages of the population that the budget's going to go down.
No.
That's not going to happen.
Because they're going to still pay those doctors and nurses. They're just going to lessen their loads.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So if America is so foolish as to go forth with this universal health care thing, this is what's coming down the road. more controls over your freedom, what you can put in your body, how much you have to do exercise, all of that. The government wants to control your life. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up anything. Toll free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by visiting shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we go to the phones and to the fun to Nigel in New York. Nigel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, yeah, I'm wondering why tax money is being spent for Steve Fawcett.
Who?
Steve Fawcett. He's this millionaire adventurer guy who, like, went around the world in a hot air balloon and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that guy. Now, wait, how is tax money being spent with him?
Well, he went off in a plane in Nevada sometime recently and didn't come back.
Hmm.
And so for the last couple of days, a whole bunch of at least Nevada tax money is being spent looking for the guy.
Oh, jeez.
And it seems
he's an adventurer. He goes and disappears and does things like
now,
this, doesn't
often,
he?
Now, often when these circumstances occur, they do spend the tax money to go find them, but then they give them a bill afterwards. You know, this guy can't claim not to be able to pay the bill, so it's likely he'll have to pay for the people looking for him.
That's a good
and
point.
Be happy to pay for it.
I suppose, but I don't think it should be being spent in the first place.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but it would be difficult. In this particular instance, it would be difficult for Steve Fawcett to call up somebody and to come looking for him. You know, he could be lying unconscious, assuming he's still alive, or, you know, out of cell phone range or something like that. I think that this is the...
Well, obviously, but somebody alerted them that he was missing.
Right.
So
well,
I'm saying those same people could be his family, could have access to his funds, or could at least take out collateral on them.
They could
pay for the search themselves,
but you know, I mean, let's assume that he doesn't have any people that love him enough to pay for the to put up their house and you know livelihood up to pay for the search that could go into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know, it seems like they should go looking for him and then hand him a bill.
There you go, Nigel. Any other thoughts?
Well, I mean, I just think that the guy took the risk himself.
Mm-hmm, he did.
It isn't our responsibility.
No, it's not. I don't think it is our responsibility. It certainly shouldn't be the government's responsibility. If you're going to go up and float around in a hot air balloon, then you're taking certain risks, and maybe you should hire adventurers insurance or something like that and take out a policy.
I think that's a fine idea, but I don't know that there is adventurers insurance, and there currently isn't a private solution out there for going to look for people in the woods. So, you know, the people that have to go look for them is the government. It has to be government bureaucrats. Now, if we were in a
cases,
world,
a lot of volunteers are, you know, jump up into that opportunity.
In a world where there were private solutions, you know, a company would say, "Hey, let's go look for the millionaire."
Absolutely, Nigel. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Yeah, it's kind of interesting to think about how that might work without a government to come after you if you're going to climb up a mountain, for instance. That is known as being particularly treacherous. You could, for instance, at the foot of the mountain, hire some sort of buy a little insurance policy as you go up the mountain. Say, I'll take that insurance policy. It makes me feel a little safer. And then, since most people successfully climb up and down the mountain with no incident, the insurance fund will probably cover anybody that actually gets in trouble.
I don't know how you would sign up for that insurance. There would probably have to be an agent down there at the bottom of the hill,
or at least
a kiosk where you could.
It's the same thing when you're paying
swipe
for the
credit card.
When you're paying for the mountain, there's somebody there taking that money. So it's the same as like renting a car. They offer, you know, they always offer you that car insurance. Oh, it's only an extra $70.
Well,
sure.
And I think that this is a good solution. A lot of the park services have what they call an iron, not warden, but. Basically, it's just a box. It's a mailbox where you drop in $3 to climb the mountain.
Yes.
You know, you couldn't pay any insurance there.
Obviously not.
Unless they had some kind of, credit card kiosk swipe thing,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not saying it couldn't be done, but, you know, I mean, there's some problems to what we're talking about.
Nonetheless, if indeed it's something that the marketplace is demanding, then somebody in search of a profit will come up with a solution.
Yeah, I have some problems with the National Park Service as far as, they're... Financially, they probably aren't as solvent as they could be, and there could be definitely some private solutions, people owning private mountains and people climbing those and those kind of things. But it's not our biggest problem.
Nope, certainly not. 1-800-259-9231. Here's a problem, though. You talk about nuclear weapons, and the U.S. government likes to make a big hubbub about how other countries, Iran is building nuclear weapons in Syria and blah, blah, blah. They have got nuclear weapons. And, of course, we read the story yesterday about the U.S. government flying active nukes over top of the U.S. populace. in some sort of a plane where they could have accidentally dropped them, or the plane could have crashed, and who knows what would have happened then. That's risky enough, but that's just a risk. What happens when the U.S. actually tests its weapons on Americans? Because what? You want to talk about weapons of mass destruction. They claimed that weapons of mass destruction existed in Iraq. They didn't. You know, they claimed all kinds of things. Wasn't true. But weapons of mass destruction really do exist right here in the old, good old U.S. of A. And this government, the federal government, has tested them on its own people. According to RockyMountainNews.com, the U.S. nuclear weapons program has sickened 36,500 Americans and killed more than 4,000. According to the Rocky Mountain News, from the government's own figures are where these numbers are coming from. Those numbers reflect only people who've been approved for government compensation. They include people who mined uranium, built bombs, and breathed dust from bomb tests. Many of the bomb builders, such as those at the Rocky Flats plant near Denver, have never applied for compensation or were rejected because they couldn't prove their work caused their illnesses.
So you've got some kind of, you know, illness, and you can't prove that simply the fact that you worked in a bomb plant, you can't prove that, in fact, that's what made you sick.
Exactly. So these are lowball numbers. 36,000 Americans sickened. More than 4,000 killed. Congressional hearings are now in the works to review allegations of unfairness and delays in the program for weapons workers. The Rocky calculation appears to be the first to compile the government's records on the human cost of manufacturing 70,000 atomic bombs since 1945. It's based on compensation figures from four federal programs run by the Departments of Labor, Justice, and Veterans Affairs. Many people have been paid only recently. More than 15,000 of the 36,500 are workers who actually made atomic weapons. They were exposed to radiation and toxic chemicals that typically took years to trigger cancer or lung disease. Others were civilians living near the Nevada test site during above-ground nuclear tests.
Right. Imagine you smoke cigarettes trying to prove that working in the bomb factory gave you lung disease. It would be damn difficult.
Mm. Soldiers and workers at test sites and uranium miners and millers who breathed in radioactive dust until 1972 when the government stopped buying uranium. At least 4,000 of the 36,500 died. This number reflects cases where survivors could be paid only if their relative died of the covered illness. So more might have died, but those numbers don't, you know, they don't have those numbers. Many more of the 36,005 also are likely to have died of the deadly diseases triggered by their work, but in most of the compensation programs, the government doesn't track death or cause of death, so the true number who gave their lives to support the nuclear bomb program will probably never be known. Wow. This is real life nuclear weapons damage, right?
And these are people
here.
That worked for the government and they didn't even take care of them.
Yep. Well, and not even the ones that work for the government, the poor folks in the surrounding towns and near the Nevada test sites. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You, that's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over a quarter of a million posts waiting for you. Serious issues and fun stuff, find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Your mattress is likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some of the scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com.
We're reading a story from the Rocky Mountain News, which is true tragedy. Because for all the crap the government talks about the other governments around the world, the U.S. government's talking about the other governments being terrible and having weapons of mass destruction and all of that, I think we really just need to look home first. I think we really need to look here before we look anywhere else to see where the real weapons of mass destruction are and where the real tragedy exists. And that is that 36,500 Americans have been sickened or died. And that's a very lowball number. That's a estimate based on the government's own numbers, which admittedly are skewed to the lower end. These are people that worked on nuclear weapons. These are people that were there for the testing. They are people in the surrounding towns in the Nevada above-ground test areas. These are people who were sickened by nuclear fallout from the government of the United States of America. These are not Saddam's weapons. These are American weapons. And, you know, this is real. These people are really sick, and 4,000 of them at least have really died. And that's what we're talking about right now. The idea that if it weren't for, you know, there are 130, 150, 170, there are a lot of countries around the world. A lot of them. And most of them don't have nuclear weapons.
Yeah, I thought it was like 190, actually.
Now, how is it, a little thought experiment for you. How is it that a country, all those countries, those smaller countries without nuclear weapons, manage to not get themselves nuked. I mean, that's the whole purpose of having a nuke, right? So you can have that button that you can hit in case somebody hits their button and sends a nuke after you. You can hit a nuke button and send a nuke after them. Therefore, they won't hit the nuke button in the first place because they don't want to get nuked, right? That's the whole purpose, allegedly.
Well, I guess that most of those little countries, they don't have that many enemies.
You think that's because they don't go and invade other countries and they sort of keep to themselves?
Well, I think that most countries' enemies are right next door.
Mm-hmm.
Generally in the world, the people that you hate are the people that are closest to you.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, they don't really need nuclear weapons. They can fight a conventional war. You know, if...
Tactical nuke, you could, you know, take out the next country over.
And that's what happened with Pakistan and India and that kind of thing, is, you know, they sort of upgraded so that they could, do something more. But when you're talking about Congo and Guyana and places like that, they just don't have the money to get into the research, and nobody's going to give them the research.
It just seems to me that if the U.S. government wasn't, if we hadn't lost our way, as Ron Paul would put it, and continually moved towards bigger and bigger government and continually spreading the U.S. military across the globe, currently now in over 130 countries worldwide.
Right. If most countries have their problems with their next-door neighbors, ask yourself, why do we have problems in the Middle East? Why do we have problems? Why do we have people in the Middle East that want to kill us?
Because we're there.
Right. We are in
messing sides
with their government.
Yeah.
And you might think that, it makes perfectly good sense that we're supporting the Saudi Arabian government. And remember, most of these, the bombers on 9/11 were Saudis. Those people may or may not have a problem with their government. If they have a problem with their government, they don't like the idea of being ruled by a king. Can you imagine people not liking the idea of being ruled by a king? I think we fought a war over that one time. If they don't like the idea of being ruled by a king, they can't get rid of King, it was Fahd, I think it's now Hassan or something like that. If they want to get rid of the king, they know that they can't unseat him with the United States supplying him with weapons and money and all that other stuff. So mm-hmm. they have to get the United States out of their politics before yep. they can unseat the king. That's the whole idea behind Osama bin Laden. He wants to rule Saudi Arabia. He's part of the royal family. He wants to run Saudi Arabia. He wants to have those two, Medellin and Mecca, and he wants to have those two big, important cities for the Muslim people. And we're standing in his way.
We, meaning the federal government. The founding fathers would have been shocked if they knew that this was the direction this country was going to go in. The founding fathers cautioned us. Washington, Jefferson, they made it very clear.
Tangling alliances with none.
Right. They said, trade with everybody. Trade with the whole world. But don't get involved in military alliances. Don't tell any other countries you're going to come to their aid if they get into trouble. And don't ask for their help if you get in trouble as well. Don't get involved in that stuff. But they did it anyway. Because, well, war is the health of the state. That's a lesson as old as time. And so those politicians...
Eisenhower certainly warned us of it.
Those politicians that were in search of as much power as they could glean during their terms, they took America to war. And they lied about it. Woodrow Wilson, World War I, was elected to keep us out of war. Promised to keep us out of war. He brought us in. It happened again with, of course, World War II, which, of course, allegedly, you could make the case very strong that it never would have happened. World War II never would have occurred had it not been for the U.S. government getting involved in World War I. And so the more we meddle, the more we get involved in international conflicts, the more people around the world hate us, and the more the U.S. government wants to build more weapons, including nuclear weapons. And as a result, people die. And get this. I've got a stunning quote coming up for you. If you think the government cares about you, if you think the government's going to take care of you and keep you safe, get this. Some were contaminated. We're talking about the 36,500 people who got sick, over 4,000 died. Some were contaminated through accident or ignorance, but government documents have revealed that officials at times risked the health of civilians, soldiers, and workers because they believed national security demanded it. One early Atomic Energy Commission director, Louis Strauss, who obviously thinks he's better than everyone else, wrote to a civilian who'd been downwind of atomic test fallout that the danger of fallout was, quote, a small sacrifice compared to the infinite greater evil of the use of nuclear bombs in war. Citizen, you should be happy you've gotten sick. Citizen, Your sick and dying is going to help the rest of the nation. You should be proud to die in this pathetic, sad way for the service of your nation. You're helping keep America safe. Citizens. Can you believe these people?
No, it's nuts.
These are the same people that were involved in eugenics programs in this country. Those have come out recently from the middle portion of the 20th century. They were taking black women in I think it was one of the southern states, taking black women in, poor black women, and circumcising them.
Mm.
The government. Anyway, here's a little more for you. Well into the 1960s, hundreds of thousands of American troops were placed within a few miles of nuclear tests to determine their ability to march and fight shortly after a blast. So, wow, the Atomic Energy Commission, you talk about, I mean, it's bad enough that they test drugs and things like that on the military. I mean, that's scary as it is. But moving hundreds of thousands of American troops within miles of nuclear testing facilities? Just to see how they could march after the bombs went off,
with no, with no concern for what it's going to do in their long-term health.
No, it's for the good of the nation, Mark. It's for the good of all of America, for the good of the collective, if you will.
Well, this is the reason that people should be loath to send their young men and women off to fight the military.
Damn right. In those days, quote, we were training military personnel to fight a nuclear war. The Department of Defense had to know the effect on soldiers, sailors, and airmen who moved within hours into a hot zone, said R.J. Ritter, who now runs the National Atomic Veterans Association and lobbies for aid to those contaminated troops. Nobody had a clue, he says, what would happen years later from inhaling those particles. One of those servicemen was Howard Howdy Pearson. He had no idea when he was tucked into the desert from California in 1957 that he was about to watch a nuclear blast from just 3 miles away. We'll tell you the rest of his story here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is your government. They are still like this today, if not worse. More than happy to sacrifice your life for their own ends. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonox Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonox Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bylo, and Rite Aid.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are for free. So if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we ask that you go and support us through the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to get us on more radio stations across the country and spread the message of freedom and liberty, then you should go and AMP the show. It's all of $3 a month. Now, remember, we give away the website for free, so this is above and beyond all that. That money comes in, we turn it around into advertising, reaching out to new stations, advertising in Talkers Magazine, for instance, the industry publication for the talk radio business. And the fact is, it's working. We've got new stations coming on, and it's all happening because of the AMP dollars. Plus, you get some perks, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, forum, chat room, and more. All of the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Right now, we're talking about something deadly serious. And I do mean deadly. We're talking about how your loving federal government, oh, they care so much about you. They just want to keep you safe, right? Maybe not. Maybe you're just a pawn to them. Maybe you're just a little body, a little peon to be moved around and placed in certain places and have tests run on. In this case, we're talking about probably one of the worst kinds of testing. Nuclear weapons testing.
You know, this would be the kind of thing that I would expect from the Soviet Union. Some story to have leaked from how things were in the Soviet Union. Not how things work in America.
Nope, this is happening here. We're talking about people who were exposed via different methods to uranium and nuclear weapons and nuclear explosions. We're talking about people that were downwind from the Nevada test sites. We're talking about people that actually handled the uranium. We're talking about soldiers. And we're talking about over 36,500 people. And I say over because that's a lowball number. It could be more than that. But the government, those are only the numbers that the government has actually processed applications from as far as they've approved them because they couldn't, they proved beyond a reasonable doubt or whatever the preponderance of evidence. I don't know what the requirements are, but they had to prove that their illnesses, their maladies came from the nuclear weapons testing. Let's tell a few stories, shall we? This is from RockyMountainNews.com. One of the servicemen that was that took this fallout was Howard Howdy Pearson. He had no idea when he was trucked into the desert in 1957 that he was about to watch a nuclear blast from just 3 miles away. The Marine gunner was dropped into a trench and told to turn around and cover his eyes, according to his widow, Deb Pearson of Loveland. It was the day after Independence Day, and Shot Hood filled the pre-dawn sky with a bright light seen in Los Angeles and a towering orange mushroom cloud. It was a hydrogen bomb, the biggest nuclear weapon ever detonated inside the United States, 5 times more powerful than the one at Hiroshima. 3 miles from the ground from ground zero at Hiroshima, nearly every building was damaged, according to the U.S. government. Howdy Pearson's trench caved in.
dirt, which was already contaminated by previous tests, poured down on the soldiers, he told his wife years later.
Jeez.
An airman who was at the same test said in the book American Ground Zero that the blast wave threw him 40 feet. He said it felt like being cooked. A Marine who has marched toward the mushroom cloud said he wondered why anyone would be assaulting Ground Zero minutes after a blast. He says, what's to assault? In a posting on a website for nuclear veterans. About 200,000 troops were brought in to witness and work on U.S. nuclear tests over the years, according to the Pentagon. For decades, they were barred by national security from even telling anyone what they'd seen.
And been through.
Pearson died of lung cancer in 2000. Deb Pearson, who works for Larimer County helping veterans apply for benefits, didn't win a widow's compensation for her husband's lung cancer until Congress revised the law in 2002. The change granted compensation to any veteran who developed lung cancer after breathing radioactive dust at the nuclear test. The VA, however, is fighting Ms. Pearson's attempt to get benefits back to the day that he filed his claim. The government does not care about you. Lawsuits by contamination victims uncovered evidence over the years that many officials knew the dangers. And, oh, here's a shocker, they ignored them or covered them up. Officials blocked safety standards for uranium dust and beryllium and promised residents above-ground tests pose no danger. Huh, that's funny, Mark. Isn't that exactly what they said yesterday with that B-2 flying the, flying the nuclear warheads
the
over
B-52,
top of us?
B-52, yeah.
Yeah, they said, oh, you, there was no reason to be concerned.
No danger was presented to the public.
You're perfectly safe. Oh, we believe you. Quote, a lot could have been prevented if they'd given at least a bit of warning, said Jay Turner of downwinders.org. The U.S. didn't begin to admit that Americans were sickened by the weapons until the 1980s. That's over two decades later. The first compensation programs had such tough standards that few people were paid. Under the Clinton administration, with the Cold War over, previously secret information became public. Americans successfully lobbied for compensation, but the programs remained complicated by the difficulty of finding exposure records. And then they get into some individual case studies. Like Cliff Hemphill, 67, of Adams County. He was exposed on the deck of an aircraft carrier in the South Pacific during 9 nuclear tests. Compensation? He was given a monthly 50% disability payment and veterans medical care for 140 skin cancers and post-traumatic stress disorder. That's 140 skin cancers. Cliff Hemphill of Adams County.
That must just be natural. 140.
He still carries the bulldog frame, fierce pride, and Semper Fidelis tattoo on his arm from his days as a Marine, but his memories are seared with images of himself curled up on the deck of a small carrier, his head buried in his arms as heat and noise slammed into him. When he looked up, he saw the sky lit with brilliant streaks of pink and blue. 9 times he witnessed nuclear tests from the deck of the USS Princeton in the South Pacific in the 1960s. That caused so many health problems that his wife of 43 years was finally driven away, he believes.
You know, maybe the Marines are always faithful, but I don't think that the United States government's always faithful to the Marines.
It was 140 skin cancers that caused the U.S. government to finally give him a disability payment after it revised his estimated radiation dosage to 550 rem, which is 110 times the current annual federal maximum for nuclear workers. He blames the nuclear test for a long list of other health problems as well, from scarred lungs to unusual back-of-the-eye cataracts. He figures either the skin cancer or diabetes will do him in. He says, I'm just waiting for the hammer to fall. He says certain officials knew they were risking the health and lives of servicemen who witnessed the test. It was 17 years after the U.S. dropped a nuclear bomb on Hiroshima. After all, it's not like they didn't know what was going on. He says, we were used as guinea pigs. Most of my shipmates have the same problems. He says the film in the Marines' dosimeters for measuring their radiation exposure turned black after the blasts. The government said natural heat and humidity spoiled the readings. He says, I don't believe they were false readings at all. Hemphill won an additional disability payment for post-traumatic stress disorder after pointing to a study that diagnosed PTSD servicemen who witnessed nuclear tests. The study said they harbored anger at the government because it knowingly placed them in a dangerous situation and now is refusing to accept responsibility. And why should they? We talked about it earlier this week. Sovereign immunity. Qualified immunity. The government passes laws to protect itself from just this very thing. The government can do whatever the flip it wants to you. And you can't do squat about it. Except, you know, vote for Ron Paul or vote for some liberty-minded people and hope that you can reduce the size of government.
You can file a lawsuit, but God knows how long it's going to take. And then you have to sit in front of a government judge Right. Prosecuted by a government, you know, they're going to be represented by a government attorney. Your attorney is going to be in the Bar Association, which is essentially a government organization of government attorneys anyway. I mean, doesn't it sound a little stacked?
1-800-259-9231. There's some more stories. Might share those with you, but let's go to the phones quickly here and talk to George in Florida. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind, George?
Yes, beginning of last week, I got detained by the bailiffs because the judges got angry at me because I got about 200 citizen rule books from a man who passed away, a patriot, I asked his family, he let me have them, so I passed them out to prospective jurors.
Okay. Well, we were talking about jury nullification yesterday, and it's interesting because Wayne was here, and he actually had the citizen's rule book that you're talking about. He showed it to Mark and myself.
It's got kind of that famous picture of the guy with the drum and the fife and the flag.
Right, and inside, yes. It's got information about jury nullification. It also has the Constitution and, you know, the Declaration of Independence, those pesky documents that the government would much like to get rid of. But you actually handed those out to prospective jurors recently?
Yes, and the judges were saying, you're tainting our jury pool. You're contaminating it.
Now, hold on. Were you in the jury pool, or were you just standing outside as an interested party?
Standing outside.
And the judge actually came out to talk to you, or the bailiff?
The bailiffs came out. And here's the thing is, the bailiffs did not like the idea of coming out and detaining me. And they looked at the book and they said, I don't see nothing wrong with this book.
Yeah, it's got the Constitution in it. It's got the Bill of Rights. What could be so terrible about it?
Were you by yourself, perchance, George?
Yes.
Okay, this is one of the problems. Now, did they ever end up charging you with anything, or did they let you go after they saw the material?
Well, somebody high up in the Sheriff's Department ordered me released.
That's good to know. And this is one of the reasons why if you're going to do jury nullification outreach, it's best to have a small group of people with you, preferably somebody with a video camera, because that's the only real way to keep these bureaucrats in line. You lucked out. Keep up the good work, George. Let us know if anything else happens. We appreciate your efforts. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.